all reactionary work is finished. And the progress, the march on back to home, back to Godhead is begun. One will march on continuously until that is achieved. So if the grace of Mahaprabhu which comes down upon us is not the mission of the ordinary conception. It is a divine descent, a divine descent of Mahaprabhu's grace. And Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is often referred to as Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha and Namaskar. He is the embodiment of the qualification, both an adequate word, of the potent, great divine of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And the Guru Parampara coming from him and before him from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and coming from him in our present taking the vows of the month is the continuation of that merciful dispensation coming down. And no doubt we make some legal arrangements to purchase some land and to make a memorandum to satisfy the country law, etc., etc. But the mission itself is absolutely divine and descends down from that divine plane. And from time to time, after the appearance of the genuine divine representatives, others also try to do that. And they may try their best if it's good, but without the higher backing of that which is above always, the divine agents above, without that higher backing, that attempt doesn't carry the same depth and potency and power as it does with the original agents who have top backing, a higher backing. Those who are Sarabhati, there are two types of Vaishnava. Well, two types of seekers, not exactly Vaishnava. One is called Sarabhati, the other is called Bharabhati. Bhara means burden. So Bharabhati means beast of burden, can be translated. And Sarabhati means essence drinker or essence acceptor. They are existing according to scripture and according to their relationship with Guru also. It is everywhere, but these examples are given by our teachers. So the scripture Shastra Bharabhati, they have to carry many books in a big box wherever they go, maybe on their head, or some coolie will be hired. They want to study and digest and get much knowledge. But many, many books they will read, and sometimes it's found that people, when they study very much, they become mad. They go crazy. Sometimes it's found very big scholars become crazy. I met once in Kanpur, one man. He said, I know all 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. He was a pundit and he rode a bicycle. So then I asked him, what is the meaning of one verse? But he could not tell. The meaning of only one verse was not possible to tell. So memorization, knowledge teaching, that is called Bhagavad, without giving the knowledge the essence of that. And then they'll be very learned and carry a big chunk of books anywhere and everywhere. But Bhagavad, Shastra Bhagavad, they may have only one or two books, taking the Sri Samhita, Prasanna Jivanamritam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, like that. Maybe Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But the essence of all the gamut in a spectrum of vast ocean of spiritual knowledge is in the palm of their hand. That's called Sarga, Yogyakarta, essence, acceptance.
and also Guru Bhardwaji and Guru Sardwaji. Guru Bhardwaji, they think that my Guru has given me a very hard job to do. I don't think I can do it. Go back to like I was before, or something like that. Otherwise they may think, well, my Guru left the planet now and went to the Loka, but he's left me in charge of this temple, and it's such a big village, I don't know if I'll be able to do it. That is Bhardwaji, Guru Bhardwaji.
They're accepting Guru, no doubt, but
they blame their Guru, that he's given me a big headache and a big burden. But Guru Sardwaji, they know the essence of the message of their Gurudev, and they take that to heart, and no obstacle in this world is sufficient to disturb them. And they can face anything and everything in this world to fulfill the mission of their Gurudev. That's Guru Sardwaji. So I think Australia is the land of the Sardwaji Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, O Sargari Vaishnav, thou art an angel fair. Lead me on to Vrindavan and spirit's power declare. For there I rest from matter free upon my lover's arms.
Eternal peace
and I forget love divine that
are all my chanting songs.
There was also another song that he wrote, which I saw when I was in London,
in one book.
On the life story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which I appreciated so much that I tried to memorize. And it's a really good song. Just two lines, I want to try and remember that in the future.
He wrote, in English,
Let crowded sins repeat my trial scene, and lead me on from woe to woe. Care I for that, if love of God alone would bless my heart where'er I go. The land of love is Sri Vrindavan, where matter's laws have no domain. Ah, when my panting soul again shall have its rest in that holy domain.
Only two, four lines. Very good, very beautiful.
So the Sardwaji, the essence, drinking essence, taking principle, is the real life of Vaishnavism. And I know that the divine gate, Srila Govinda Maharaj, is always praying for all of you noble and honorable souls to drink of that star, quintessence, drink of that quintessence, always, not only in his presence but in his separation as well. Because that's another aspect of the Sardwaji, to serve not only in union, but to serve in separation. That's another very prominent aspect of the Sardwaji. So much so that when the great Gurudev goes into his eternal pastime, leaves the world, almost all of us become hopeless. But he will find that there is one who does not, and he continues to lead us. And he is the leader of the Sardwaji. When I went to Hawaii, you remember those, somebody said to me, because now Sadhguru is saying, he's always telling, first of all, we've got some new idea. Previously we had Tommy Marshall, but now he said we all have to go to Sadhguru. That was also what Tommy Marshall was told. In my absence, go to Sadhguru. He will help you. And then some did, some did not. And now he's coming and he's saying we have to accept Govinda Maharaj. So they asked me a question. Are you saying that the Guru has to always be in a body? Do you always have to have a Guru walking around? Or when the Guru departs from the world, can't you serve him in separation? Then I asked those friends, good devotees, but I asked precisely to establish my point, not for insulting anybody or disturbing. But I asked those friends, so our Guru gave us certain principles in life to follow. Some moral principles and some spiritual principles.
Yes.
So, in his absence, can you follow?
No, we cannot.
Then you need a Guru. And who is that Guru? I shall tell you. I told that way.
because that guru is that person who does go on in separation. And there may be others, they may not be initiation gurus, but they in their own way are also extra gurus, lighthouses. They may not be bhikkhu gurus. There may be others also, plurality. But at least we should know about one before we say that there's so many. Then we'll be okay on our line. Anyway, I shall not speak a whole lot more, but suffice to say everybody knows that tomorrow's will go to Canberra. But I know, of course, and I think you're all clear on this matter, that his divine smile and deliverance of Haripata will go on and always remain in your heart until the next time he comes. And oh, there's one thing I can say also, one detail in that matter, that I think very soon the center of Chaitanya Sarasvati Mark or Sri Chaitanya Sridhara Ashram, whatever name Sivanaya will give, will come in this Movalamba area that is already on the way. Many serious devotees who have got much knowledge in the matter of securing some good man already are looking, especially Jagat Balava Prabhu, who knows good land, and also Mohanananda Prabhu, our leader, and also Anadi Krishna Prabhu, and there are others, but if I tell their names they will be very angry with me, so I won't tell their names, who always like to stay in the backside, so I won't say any more. But in this way I know that very, very soon suitable place will be acquired. Already Muridhar Prabhu gave his house and his land to Srila Maharaj and he visited the mountain top there in Canada. But at the same time, something in the existing community handy will be is necessary, is much wanted. In the meantime, Muridhar Prabhu and the other men of the mountain will stay there and they will try to build something up, heart and soul. And then we can have a couple service, if you like, in common terms. And we shall go sometimes there and have mountain air. And we shall come back here and have our friendly home family association in both ways. I actually would like to stay there on the mountain to help Muridhar Prabhu, but Mohanananda Prabhu said that in the winter, if you go there and freeze and I'm in a warm bed, he said I won't be able to live that down. So he's forbidding me to come in the winter. But I would still like to do that, anyway, if he allowed me to help. And we can come to and so. Anyway, all in all, there's so much that's come in so short a time. And this is certainly the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj and our Vartaman Srila Guru Maharaj, present Srila Guru Maharaj, present Vartaman Acharya, present Acharya, and most affectionate and approachable Acharya Srila Govinda Maharaj. Maharaj wouldn't like it if I tell some accolades, too many accolades. But I also must tell in his divine service to his Srila Guru Maharaj, who is also our Srila Guru Maharaj, because he is helping us, more than helping us, giving us daily and per second every opportunity to continue our service to Srila Guru Maharaj and that line of the descending grace of Mahaprabhu. Arati Velva Maharaj, what more would I say? I do not know. Always praying for your goodwill, Maharaj. One task over to the Sarki Bhas. Chairman, Father,
Sivan-siri-vilasam, bhaja-bhaja-tu-manori, sridharam, sambhidhanam, mancha-galvata-lupasya-tupasin-vipvai-vacha, patitanam, pavanipho, vishnavipho, namo. namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurastite namo Srila Rupa Goswami Pad composed this sloka about Srimal Mahaprabhu. Namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate. Mahabadanna, who is distributing the Krishna prema, he is really mahabadanna. It is very rare to get and too hard to get it without mercy of the devotee. Real devotee of Krishna, they are always feeling, I am not a devotee. Actually, I am aspiring to be a devotee. That is their nature. They know what is what, what is devotion. Fully surrendered soul, always depending upon wills of Krishna, it is very rare. But devotee always trying to give himself for the service to Krishna. Mahaprabhu and his dear associate, Srila Rupa Goswami, they are really shown what is his devotion. Mahaprabhu went to Gayadham when he had got the diksha from Ishwarpuri. After taking diksha from, he moved as a big pandit and big highest like Tibetan with all the pandits and everybody respecting before that Mahaprabhu as Babi Singha. That title also from Navadvip Pandit Sabha given to Mahaprabhu. Babi Singha. That means Lion of Tibetan. But after taking the diksha mantra from Ishwarpuri, he showed his form as a real devotee of Krishna and always trying, always chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and feeling the separation from Krishna. Kaha Krishna Prananath Murali Bhada. This way, he showed his form as a devotee. And after hearing that, Srila Srivas Pandit was stunned. So that Nimai Pandit will know that Nimai Pandit must be Vaishnava in future, but now it's come out in our form and we cannot imagine. Everybody fearful to see Nimai Pandit, that is, he was a great Pandit. And all the Pandit Sabha, they were very disturbed by his logical question and debating power, you see. And that Nimai Pandit took form of a Vaishnava devotee. And after hearing that Srivas Pandit first said, Goshti Varaun Krishna Ama Sabata. Krishna very merciful to us, that is, he given as our friend, the great Nimai Pandit. Our society is very poor society. Few of us, we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, but everybody insulting me, he taunting me, taunting us. But now, when Nimai Pandit come in our society as a member, then we can defeat all the other disturbing elements. This is the first commentary given by Sivas Pandit. And other also, the Vaishnavas, they are every day coming to collect some flowers to Kalamba Pandit's house, in the city, Brahmachari's house, maybe. And they are very happy to hear that. So what form Mahaprabhu formed, that is humility, tolerance, I told many times, and only this is mantra material. Sripad Maharaj told, we are going to form a society here, like that, a mission. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he given caution to us about that. Actually, what we want, that necessary to realize and take in heart, we need to practice Krishna consciousness. We not come for make a building, not come for make a big house or some nice flower garden or some wealthy, relaxable things. Not for that we come in this mundane world. I cannot express in English, it is Bengali, is that amra kichu kath pathore mistri hote ashi na. This is comment, yes, Bhakti Siddhanta Dasa Thakur. Amra eshechi gopi bhuttu pada kamala yur dasa datanu dasa, that is our feeling. Spreading of that consciousness to everybody's heart, and we want to make everybody this way, that is সেটি হচ্ছে কি আমাদের একান্ত কর্তব্য কর্ম। Not only next to a building or a temple or anything like that. Everybody's heart we want to make temple. And everybody's heart there will be some mission of Mahaprabhu. And that is to spreading Krishna consciousness. That's our duty. And for that we come in this mundane world. Then sato dukkha, sato ganjana, sato বাধাতেও আমরা কেউ হরিভজন ছাড়ব না, এই প্রতিজ্ঞা আজ আমাদের করা দরকার। শত দুঃখ, শত গঞ্জনা, শত লাঞ্ছনাতেও, লাঞ্ছনা গঞ্জনা পেলেও উই নট লিভ কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস।
We will never leave our Krishna consciousness.
That we never leave that. That is only that is world has the jiva soul.
It's a military trial and tribulation, that we can never leave our
Krishna consciousness. it is our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his expression, then we must do for the preaching Krishna consciousness, for the general people, for everybody. But before that we shall try to make our heart as a temple. And there we shall worship, do the service of the teaching, Radha Govinda. That is our main life goal. And other heart expression also Srila Saraswati Thakur, he told to his devotees, and that is, today I am remembering that. That is, I am going tomorrow, I am leaving tomorrow this place, and immediately it has come in my remembrance that you all come to see me, and you have much love for me, and also you are cooperating me for practicing Krishna consciousness as a my nearest relative. That is you all's position. But I may go, or you may go somewhere, but you promise me, you all promise me, yes, we shall try to practice Krishna consciousness, and you do not forget it. That is my request. It is Prabhupada's verse, not my verse. And I am but remembering today. Much love I have got from you all, much affection, much cooperation, everything giving light to me. I can see the glories of Mahaprabhu which were spreading in this mundane world through the devotees. And you have that quality, and you promise me you will not leave Krishna consciousness, will practice Krishna consciousness. That is, promise in front of Mahaprabhu. And it is my prayer. Many things can come in your life. Suddenly one thing happened today. One very good devotee, he lose his chanting beads. Somewhere somebody stole him. I afraid that her passport and other things, that's also stolen. I am thinking about that, in which way she will collect it. And she is thinking her beads has gone, which way she will get that bead. And it is seeing my heart was very joyful. I am thinking, this is the mood of the devotee. He is not thinking about his mundane wealth, about his mundane disturbance. He is thinking, she is thinking why the Krishna took my beads this way. And Krishna's nature like that. Krishna is very naughty. And Krishna giving always some disturbance to the devotee. That is his nature. And wants to see devotee not to leave his mood. And when I have seen the devotee is very nice and she is thinking about that, then I have got much happiness to see that. That this is the mood of the devotees. Prabhupada said, may can come many disturbance. Even Haridas Thakur, you know that history. The 22 bazaar thake betra ghat kora hoychilo. 22 market, and they are beating Haridas Thakur. That is, he is taking Harinam. Only that fault. He is making offense to his, what is he calling? religion, and for that the Kaji gave punishment that way. But Haridas Thakur said, Khanda khanda hai yadi jaya deho pran, tathapi badane na chariva hari naam. You can cut my body by piece, pieces, many pieces, and you can take my life, but I cannot leave the Krishna naam, what I have got. Then many examples in the Mahaprabhu's sampradaya we are seeing, and Prabhupada Sarsan Thakur, his desire was, it is very great, but when the devotee is going out from Mayapur Dham, or he is leaving association of the devotees, his prayer, just today I can remember, you promise, you all promise to me, you will do, practice Krishna consciousness, please don't forget it. And our hard word also Prabhupada told, please do not cheat me, please, you, mane amake banchana korben na, banchana, it is cheating or, please deceive me, please do not deceive me. That is my prayer to all the devotees. The gathered devotees, Prabhupada Sarsan Thakur gave this type of lecture in Mayapur. Just today I can remember that you are living so far from India, but it is very near now. Tadure tadantri. Everybody's heart, if you keep their Mahaprabhu's vigraha, Mahaprabhu's deities, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so that you can make it, your body as a transcendental temple, and it is very eta khubi sambhavana purno. Hopeful, hopeful that we can try. It is necessary to try. I cannot say that I am fully satisfied with all. It is impossible. That is satisfaction in this mundane world not getting possible. Actually, what we have, with that we shall try to make my business. That is my advice to all who have $100, who have $500, who have $10, anything. He will make his business with that and try to expand that. I have some Shraddha, some faith, some mood of devotion, may not be full mood of devotion, but what I have with that we shall try. And that is his promise. We took Diksha, means we promised to Guru, we leave Krishna consciousness. And it is very hopeful that you all, very simple-hearted Vaishnava, and you have that type of qualities, as Maharaj said also before that. Sharagrahi Vaishnava. Two kinds of Vaishnava, one out-looking, rules and regulation, and their aims and object, through that they are trying to spread Krishna consciousness. That is Bhavavai. But if not they are in heart, that sense, that consciousness, it only will take form outward. And that is, you can make a big building, you can make a nice garden, you can make nice quarters for others, everything you can do, but if you will not try wholeheartedly to practice Krishna consciousness, everything will be spoiled. Actually, for the time being, in this mundane world, we can make many things, But short time is in our hand. We shall try with that as much as possible, as soon as possible, to proceed to our destiny. And Harinam Sankirtan Mahaprabhu, he given all over the world, and now that chance comes in our front, and we are trying to do that, but it is necessary as much possible to give ourselves surrender to the lotus feet of Nam, Harinam, none different with Krishna. That is my prayer. If I can come back again, it is very good. And I have some desire to come to take your association here or, but if not, it will be possible. It is wills of Krishna. But you do not leave Krishna consciousness and try to spread it to heart. It is a transmission, heart to heart. It is not formally giving some diksha or giving some outward formation. But it is actually heart to heart transmission, this mantra. And I tried as much I have and as possible. And you also will try. That is my expectation, and it is my prayer to you all. You get much love, much affection, much respect, everything. But with that wealth, I shall try to worship my Guru Maharaj. That is my desire. Guru Maharaj tried in his old days very hard to spread this Krishna consciousness. And we are not so old. I am also not so old. Then we have much energy, more than Srila Guru Maharaj. That is, he was very old. But with full energy, we all will try to practice Krishna consciousness. This is my prayer. I do not know English. I am trying to express my heart to the devotees. And many of my god brothers, they are here. Many of the disciples are here. Many of friends also here present. I am giving my Dandavat Pranam to you all, and bless me. I can continue my service for my Guru Maharaj. Panchaya Kalpitaru Paschita Vahasam Dupaya Vacha Padidhanam Thavare Bhuvu Vishnave Bhuvu. Now we shall chant some Sankirtan today. Final finishing chant Guru Maharaj. Actually it is not final. It is a new way we will start. The way going, janma mrityu, the birth and death way rounding in this mental world. And the jiva soul, by their karma, through their karma they are getting birth and death. But other way, that is Krishna consciousness, that's also rounding by the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of the devotee. And if we can amra jodi nijeke nibedan korte pari, offer myself into the way of Krishna consciousness, we must be benefited. You know the Jasamati Nandana song? Yeah, Guru Maharaj. Now we shall chant some Sankirtan. Jaya Jasamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Jasamati Nandana Jasamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara
Gokularanjana Kana Gokularanjana Gokularanjana Kana Gokularanjana Gopi Parana Dhana Madana Manohara Gopi Parana Dhana Gopi Parana Dhana Madana Manohara Gopi Parana Dhana Kaliyada Mano Vidhana Jasomati Nandana Prajavara Nagara Jasomati Nandana Gokula Ranjana Kana Gokula Ranjana Kana Amala Hari Nami Ami Abhilasa Amala Hari Amada Hari Nam Abhilasa Amada Hari Nam Abhilasa Jaya Bipina Purandara Navina Nagara Vara Bipina Purandara Nanda Godhana